Hey everybody, this is Steve Heiding, and thank you for tuning in to my Northwoods Muskie Report. As they are every week, this report is brought to you by MEPS, the world's number one lure. Water temperatures are rising nicely on Northwoods lakes. Over the weekend, I saw water temps in the high 50s, but by Wednesday, they were at 63 on the dark water lake I fished. Water temps in this range mean the muskies should be done spawning, and guides have told me they're starting to see muskies chasing walleyes that their clients are fighting to the boat. That certainly bodes well for our Northwoods Muskie Opener, which is next week, Saturday, May 25th. Water temps in this range also mean crappies are shallow, and you should have lots of fun this weekend catching them. I suggest you rig a Mr. Twister Tricolor Mini Tube or a Kalin Crappie Scrub on a 1/32nd or 1/24th ounce jig, or a simple white marabou jig beneath a small bobber. Simply cast the jig out, let it settle for a moment, then retrieve it about a foot and settle again. The crappies I caught Wednesday were very cover tight and preferred a motionless white marabou jig fished beneath a small bobber. The only time I use minnows for crappies anymore is when they're ultra shallow, say in a foot or two of water, where using a bobber will spook them off. In this situation, I bait a number 6 hook with a minnow and fish it without a sinker. Simply flip the minnow out and let it flutter. This is extremely visual fishing, as you'll often watch the crappie rise up and suck in the minnow. Last week, I promised I would list my favorite opening day muskie baits, and here they are. The three lures I do most of my work with in the early season are MEPS Muskie Killers, minnow baits like Slammer Minnows, and 7 and 9 inch Suic Muskie Thrillers. I fish all of them with a Stealth Tackle Twitch Bait Leader, which I helped design specifically to get more action from these and other small baits. Which lure I snap on first depends on water temperature as well as the air temperature of the evening before. If it was a warm night, I expect the muskies to be active first thing in the morning. So I'll typically start with a MEPS so I can cover water quickly. I always believe if you contact more active muskies, you'll catch more of them, and that's precisely what the MEPS allows me to do. Dark water lakes tend to warm up quicker in the early season, so I usually open the season there, and my color choice will reflect that. Typically, I use a MEPS with a gold or copper blade over a black tail. If you find the fish are really revved up, a MEPS Muskie Marabou is a great option as it has more thump and profile. My favorite marabou color is a fire tiger blade over a black tail. If it was a cold night, I'll typically start with a minnow bait and then switch to the MEPS as the day warms. If the fish remains sluggish, I may go to the Suic because of its slower, more vertical presentation. My favorite colors for minnow baits and Suics are all black, fire tiger, and perch. But there are other lures that have helped me succeed early in the season. Muskie Innovations' regular swimming dog catches fish for me not only from weeds, but also open water when I start targeting those fish. Glider jerkbaits like 6-inch hellhounds and reef hogs have produced lots of muskies for me over the years. And don't forget a jig with a reaper tail or a creature for muskies you spot sunning themselves in the shallows. Cast well beyond and in front of the muskie so you don't spook it, and hop the jig past its face to draw attention. You may have noticed I didn't mention topwaters. You know, prop baits are often just a little too aggressive for early season fish, though a subtle, small walk-the-dog topwater like a Zara Spook can be very effective. I really like the larger models like One-Eyed Willies and Weagles later in the season, but opening day muskies usually just aren't ready for them. I'm Steve Heiding, and thanks for listening. Thank you to MEPS for sponsoring these reports. You can find all of MEPS' fine products at all quality tackle shops, as well as at MEPS.com. If you see me on the water fishing, please stop by and say hi. Good luck this weekend, and let's talk again next week.